Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Follette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Follette. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lauren Babe. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marian Fricano. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Marian Fricano. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe hits a line drive into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee takes first base on ball four. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zerniel moves to third. McGee moves to second. Marian Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kokoz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeMaestri scores. Philly moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-1 in the game. Babe hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGee hits a pop-up towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pellett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Marion Fricano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fricano is 0-for-1 in the game. Fricano is called out on strikes. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kokoz hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-2 in the game. Severs strikes out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Lenhart goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Courtney scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a line drive towards the mound. Fricano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0 for 2 in the game. Babe hits a line drive into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pellett strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Tom Hamilton pinch hits for Marian Fricano. Tom Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Astroth moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Astroth moves to third. DeMaestri moves to second. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Charlie Bishop now pitching. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cocos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lauren Babe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babe is 0-for-3 in the game. Babe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McGee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney strikes out. The ball gets by Astroth. He chases the ball to the backstop. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Courtney moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young bunts towards third. Babe fields it and throws to first for the out. Courtney moves to third. Dyke moves to second. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter is walked intentionally. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pellett hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Courtney scores. Dyke moves to third. Hunter moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. There's the throw to first. Safe. There goes Hunter attempting to score. Here's the throw to the plate, and he's out. Double play. Dyke scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Charlie Bishop. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. DeMaestri strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.